In tonight's Wildcats Den, the winter sports officially begin with practices. We'll hear from players on both the girls and boys basketball teams, girls coach Leslie Riddle and wrestler Bo McFarland to preview their seasons. We also chat with freshman Grayson Copeland as he prepares for the state cross country race in Hendersonville tomorrow. We go inside the Wildcats Den. We're joined by senior basketball player Hallie Ledbetter. And I'll just start it off. How excited are you to get the basketball season started?
Well, especially since it's senior season, you know, I'm more excited now than I've ever been. Practices, you know, are always one of those things that people don't get excited for. You know, they're more excited for games. But I'm to the point now where I get excited just for practices or being around my team. So it's super exciting this season.
Did it kind of make it a little easier kind of going through golf season? Of course, you kind of experienced those lasts throughout that season. Make it easier to enjoy this basketball season a little more now?
Well, I didn't realize how much I'd miss it until it was finally over, so it really makes me appreciate basketball season a little more. Getting to appreciate my last first practice, my last conditioning day, everything like that. It was pretty emotional, even though they were, you know, something you're not excited for, like I said, but it was still pretty emotional going through all that.
I know conditioning. I'm not sure how you get excited about that one, but I'll leave that to you. Well, I mean, I know playing in the new district last year, partially new district, same teams but a newer district, with so many good teams in it, how fun was that and how competitive was that last year?
Well, like scouting reports and everything like that was so much different. White County, they were big competitors and stuff like that, which is always fun playing new teams, bigger schools and everything, but we always kept right there with them. So it was a little bit different, but it was a lot of fun, you know, meeting new people, meeting new teams, getting to see all the different players out there. I mean, White County, of course, had like two really, really good athletic girls on their team last year that we played against, and we'd never really seen anything like that, but we stuck right there with them. So it was a big change, but it was a lot of fun.
Of course, get a face upperman. Cumberland County wins it last year, and they're sure to be good again this year. When I do want to ask you, you being a senior this year, a good amount of seniors on the team last year, who were some of the girls that you looked up to that you might try to emulate off of and be a senior leader this year?
I'd say Allie Qualls last year. She was a big leader. She was yelling at girls on the floor how to do plays and where to go to and stuff like that, which, you know, I don't want to do it aggressively, but if things need to be done, things need to be done. So if I have to tell one of them to go here or there, I'm going to, mimic Allie in a way, trying to get people to where they need to be on the floor.
What's your favorite aspect of basketball season?
Ooh, I don't know. I like the competitive aspect of it because I'm a big competitive person, but I really like how close our team's going to get and growing like a family throughout the season. That's very big to me, and just being around each other, that's important.
I know first week of practice this week, of course, you guys have been in conditioning a couple weeks before that as well. Have you guys set any goals for this season yet as a team?
Well, preseason, we always set the goal, make it to state, get a gold ball. I mean, everybody has that goal at the beginning of the season. I think my biggest goal and our team's biggest goal is not letting certain losses get to us. Of course, we don't want to have any losses, but if we do have any, I think that we can't let it get in our heads. We have to move on and grow from it, and I think that that's probably the biggest aspect we need to gain from this year.
In terms of your gameplay, what's an area that you'd like to improve as this season goes on?
Probably my post moves. That's something I've been working on. You know, I'm a taller girl, but freshman year I was a lot smaller. I was still pretty tall, but I wasn't nearly as strong as I am now. So I never really worked on that as much as I probably should have. My coach, Coach Jolly, she's really working with the post this year, and I think that that's going to help me a bunch during the season, being the bigger girl this year. So I think that's something that I need to work on a bunch.
Lastly, Halloween was on Monday, of course. What's your favorite type of candy?
Probably the almond Hershey bars. I don't know why. It just adds a little crunch to it. That's my favorite.
That's one I haven't heard yet. That's a new one. That's senior basketball player Hallie Ledbetter as we go inside the Wildcats Den. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by junior wrestler Bo McFarland. And Bo, you just told me I was going to ask you how long you've been wrestling. This now your second year, started last year. What got you into it? Who got you into it?
I'd say what got me into it is that while it's also a team sport, you can also advance by yourself, and it's really just you and the other person in the moment.
What made you want to join wrestling?
Just the hand-to-hand combat with other people and just the overpowering features of the game.
Was it hard to learn, or did you kind of know it before you got into it?
Well, I thought I knew it before I got into it, but I definitely learned a lot of things in the past 2 years.
Who is there someone who maybe taught you a lot, or maybe a teammate that taught you a lot throughout last season?
Well, Coach Newman and Coach Looper last year were definitely good coaches, and then John Geis is probably my best teammate. He taught me a lot.
What is your favorite part of wrestling?
Just the at. It's kind of like a game of chess. It's all moves. Moves they make, you counter it, and you make moves yourself.
I know in like football and basketball, you can do scouting reports on other teams. Is it possible to do that in wrestling, or do you really not know who you're going to be facing, I guess, in meets and matches?
As you wrestle different schools, you'll become friends with other people more than likely, and you'll just know how they wrestle. And eventually you'll learn what schools are good and what individual wrestlers are good.
Cool. What are some goals you have for yourself this season?
Get more pins, focus on my defense and get that much better, getting out of pins, and hopefully getting more dual wins this season.
All right. Thanksgiving coming up later this month. When you get your Thanksgiving Day plate, what's got to be on it?
Definitely going to have turkey and stuffing on it for sure, but I'm a foodie, so I'm going to have a lot of different things on there.
Pretty much whatever you can throw on there. That's kind of the same way. Who is this one a little bit deeper? Who's somebody you look up to? It could be in life, could be in wrestling, too.
I'd say I look up to my dad. Definitely has the best work ethic, and I hope to follow in his footsteps.
Do you have an all-time favorite movie?
Probably going to have to go with Twister. It's a weather movie from the 90s. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. What about a favorite fast food restaurant?
Favorite fast food? I'm going to have to go with probably McDonald's. They got everything there.
What's your go-to meal there?
Big Mac.
That's Junior Bo McFarland with the wrestling team right here at Livingston Academy. We go inside the Wildcats' den. We're joined by Junior Wyatt Hargis, a shooting guard with the Wildcats basketball team here at L.A. And got to start it off. How excited are you to get the basketball season started?
I'm so ready. I've been playing with the same dudes since eighth grade, and we've really played good together. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
I know I got to talk to Jake, talk more about football in that one, but he's going to be on the basketball team as well, one of the younger guys. And I asked him, a few more younger guys on the team this year, do you think that helps kind of in the chemistry aspect of it?
I think it does because we've been playing together since a young age, and I think we're going to like work well together.
He said a lot of shooters on the team. You guys can move the ball really well. What type of style can we expect to see from the Wildcats this year?
Fast and exciting.
What's it like to play for Coach Miller? I know he kind of likes coaching that style too.
It's really fun. He really gets into it, and I'm excited for him to coach for me another year.
Where have you tried to improve your game the most? It could be in the off season or just as this season has started.
Well, shooting mostly because I play for an AU team, and I was like not too tall, but playing against bigger guys, so definitely shooting.
How big of an experience is that, and how much of a help is it to play against other competition that you might not see in the high school season as you get ready for the high school season?
It helps a lot, especially on defense. You're guarding so many different types of dudes, and it just gets you better.
What kind of goals have you guys set as a team for this season?
Win as many games as we can. Just try to take it step by step and go slow and don't overlook things.
Do you have a favorite team that you like playing against?
Stone. I want to beat Stone.
I know they got a pretty solid team coming back again this year. Do you have a favorite gym that you like playing in?
I like playing here, honestly. I love shooting here.
Yeah, it feels great. That's a good home court advantage as well. With a bigger gym, you get a lot of fans in there. It's pretty fun. Do you have any personal goals for yourself this season?
Well, first, obviously, is win as many games as we can, but average a good number of points.
That's Junior Wyatt Hargis, a basketball player here at Livingston Academy. We go inside the Wildcats then as we're joined by head girls basketball coach Leslie Riddle. And Coach Riddle, glad basketball is back. Finally practice underway this week. For you personally, how excited are you to get started at another season at Livingston Academy?
Well, very excited. You know, we've got a lot of kids coming back and a really good freshman class coming in, and conditioning is always awful. So that's awful for the kids. It's awful for the coaches. So we're ready to, you know, put the coach and the ball and the players back together in the gym and do some real basketball besides just the conditioning part.
No, I know for players, I've been through that. That's not any fun. For coaches, why is it awful?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I didn't mind it. I felt like, you know, just make them hurt, make them work. But the older I get, I think I get more empathetic, I suppose. And I feel a little bad for them, you know, when they're going to the trash can to throw up and things like that. So maybe I'm just getting old and soft.
Coach, you mentioned it, some younger players this year. Of course, you had a lot of seniors last year. What's the makeup of the team this year, and what kind of numbers do you guys have?
Well, we have 16 kids. We had 4 seniors to graduate, of course, that had played for a long, long time. We had another player to transfer out. And so we have 16 players, and 7 of those are freshmen. So a little bit of rebuilding, but honestly, the top 4, maybe 5 kids played quite a lot last year. you know, we had a 9 or 10 person rotation at certain points. And so a lot of these kids have a lot of experience, and we have one returning starter, and, you know, some others that could have been starters, you know, if I'd have done it differently.
I wanted to ask about those rotations. You mentioned those 9 and 10 person rotations. How does that change this year, or does it change this year with the new players coming in?
Well, I can't do that now. I don't have 9 or 10 that are that equal. But it gives us an advantage. Even losing 9 seniors, it gives us the advantage of having those other kids that have played a lot of minutes and a lot of quality minutes. And, you know, we would start the game and, you know, sub 5 or sub 4, but usually at the end of the game, it was the kids that were playing the best at the time. And a lot of these kids were those kids that were playing those minutes. And of course, summer camp and everything, you get to play together. But, you know, top 5, 6, 7 kids, we feel really, really confident. But then we're going to have to really work to get some of our other ones ready.
Coach, a really successful season last year, 25-7, 9-3 in district playing. I wanted to ask about that district. It was a really tough one. Had some really good teams in it. I mean, you had Upperman finished 4th and go on to win state. Somewhat new district, different, same teams pretty much, but a new district. What was it like playing in that district last year, and how tough was it?
Oh, it was extremely tough. But really, not much different than what we'd done before in 8AA. Mm-hmm. In 8AA, you know, you got your state champion out of there so many times, and then you go to 7AAA, and there's your state champion again. And like you said, they finished 4th, and, you know, they continued to get better and better and better as the year went along, and by far the best team in our district at the end of the season. But the state champion could have been several other teams out of our district if the ball bounced, you know, a different way. So it's just such a strong district, and, you know, we argue that we make each other better, but we beat each other up a little bit too. But if you don't work every single day to get better, you're going to have trouble in this district.
Speaking of that, all those teams that finished high in that district poised to make another good run this year. What are some things that you guys focused on in the off season and here early in the preseason to work on that's going to have to be a little bit better?
Oh, everything. You know, you knowing that you're going to have this where any given night in our district, you could win, you could lose. You just have to work on everything. Every kid has to work on their shot. Every kid has to work on their quickness. You have to work on your strength. It's just everything.
Who are some players that you think are going to be key contributors this year?
Well, obviously, Ellie Butler coming back. She was a freshman last year and put up big points for us last year, but there were lots of weaknesses since she was a freshman. But she's really, really grown quite a bit, especially on the defensive end for us and understanding really what we want. Aaliyah Melton and Hallie Ledbetter are two starting senior post players, and they've had great, great summers, and they're so long and athletic. And Mally Jean Coleman will be our starting point guard. And, of course, she had a great year last year except for a thumb injury that lingered a little bit. So we've got a lot coming. And then our other starter right now is Keely Mullins. People may not know her as well. She was a freshman last year. She's grown. She's about 6'1" now, going to be playing the 3 for us. And so we're going to have a little bit of a different look, but a lot of the people will be recognizable.
Still a pretty tall team, too, yeah, it sounds like. Well, who are some players that you think are going to make a big jump? And Ellie might fit that going from freshman to sophomore year, I guess.
Yeah, I think Ellie's probably the most. I think it'll be more noticeable that it's not just driving to the rim, you know, and being that forceful, because she's really upped her shooting game. And Keely Mullins will be another one that will surprise everyone because they really didn't have her on the radar. And Tessa Hargis has played real well for us. She played a few minutes last year, but she's a shooting guard for us that didn't, you know, with 10 really good kids, she just kind of had to wait her turn. So she's had a really good time as well.
That's head coach Leslie Riddle as they get ready to start the basketball season coming up in a couple of weeks. We're inside the Wildcats Den. We're joined by a freshman cross-country runner as we go inside the Wildcats Den. Grayson Copeland, a very successful freshman season running here at Livingston Academy, advanced to state coming up in just on Thursday. 18th place overall finish, first individual runner in that region championship at Macon County. 18:52 your time. Was that the fastest this season, or was it just good enough to get you into state this season?
It's my second fastest time of the year. My first one was in 1840, but that was in near perfect conditions in Cookeville.
And not too perfect at Macon County. I know. I think that was the second time you guys run at Macon County. Is that right?
Yes.
What is that course kind of fun to run at? Do you like it?
It isn't my favorite course, but overall, it's a pretty good course.
What is your favorite course?
Favorite course is probably still Cookeville.
I've heard that from a few different runners this season. Why is that?
Well, number one, it's a 2-lap course, so it usually doesn't feel as long. And number two, every time we've ran at Cookeville, it's usually are pretty good conditioned.
Cool. Now, I know Macon State as a freshman, it has to feel pretty cool. What did that feel like when you crossed the finish line? You knew you ran a good race, and then you finally got the word that you were moving on to state.
I was a little surprised that I made state, but overall I'm pretty happy.
Cool. Was it a goal of yours coming into the season to make it that far?
It really wasn't a goal in my mind because I didn't think I'd do it, but I'm glad that I did.
How long have you been running cross country?
1 year in middle school and 1 year in high school.
So you're still fairly new into it. How much have you improved since you first started?
I've definitely gotten in better shape since I started running.
And now I know running at Hendersonville for that state meet. Have you ever run there? Or are you going to go early and maybe check out the course a little bit?
No, I've never ran there, but I'm just going to try to stay in good shape.
Now, this season in general, I know you mentioned you had run in the 1840s earlier this year. From the start of the season until now, how much have you improved?
I've definitely improved since the start of the season. For a couple meets at the beginning, I was struggling to break 20. But then after that Cookeville 1840-ish, I've been able to stay under 20.
Do you think there was anything in particular that changed for you? Was it maybe just kind of building that endurance, or was it something you were doing in practice to kind of finally get past that 20 mark?
I would definitely say it was a kind of a mindset change, because after I did break that 20 mark when the conditions were right, I was just able to keep going and getting better times.
Now, you've made state. You've met that goal as a freshman. Have you set any more goals going forward in your running career?
In future seasons, I would probably like to start breaking 18 and just improving my time.
All right, cool. That's freshman Grayson Copeland, a cross-country runner here at Livingston Academy, as he gets ready for the state race coming up on Thursday.
Here are the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats Den. Grayson Copeland will run in the TSSAA Class 1A and 2A state championship race tomorrow afternoon at 2:40 in Hendersonville at Sanders Ferry Park. The basketball teams won't get started for a couple of weeks still, as the first game will be a boys game only on November 15th at Clay County. For more Wildcats athletics, go to ucsportsnation.com.
We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by sophomore football player Jake Hughes. And Jake, I know your second year at the high school level playing football. What did you think? How was it?
I mean, we hung in there a couple games this year. We fought, but we just couldn't get us a win this year.
Was it still pretty fun for you guys? I know it's been a little tough the last couple of years, but I know this year especially, it looked like you guys were having fun out there. Was it still pretty fun?
I mean, yeah, it's fun. I love football. We all love football. It was fun playing in the new stadium, for sure.
What was maybe your favorite part of this season?
Our first game at the new stadium, easily.
That was a pretty cool one. And I know you got the boot on your right foot right now, an injury late in the year. It was against in that Watertown game, wasn't it? What went on there? That probably didn't feel too good, I guess.
No, so I wasn't even supposed to be in on kickoff, and I ran down the field, and one of my players got pushed on my ankle and got a high ankle sprain.
Well, hopefully you can get back fairly soon. And talking about the off season, are you playing any other sports that maybe after that heals, or are you just going to be getting ready for football next season?
I'm playing basketball, too.
Okay, cool. Well, whenever you do finally get back out there, what's something you look forward to for basketball season and, I guess, getting into that?
I think we're going to be doing pretty good this year. We're fast, we can shoot the ball. They can get a couple wins this year.
There's a few younger guys on the team this year. I know sophomore yourself, a little bit younger than last year. Is that kind of the case?
Yeah, we only got 3 seniors this year, but I think we'll still do pretty good.
And is that kind of the makeup of the team this year? Some younger guys that are pretty quick, kind of get up and down the floor?
Yeah, we're all fast. We can all shoot the ball. Move pretty good together. Cool. We've played together.
Cool. Well, I do want to go back to football. I know it was tough this year, but I've talked with Coach Flatt throughout this season. He's a great guy to talk to. How fun is it to play for Coach Flatt?
Oh, I love Coach Flatt. He's a great dude, great coach. Love him to death.
Is it pretty easy for him to pump up the team?
Yeah, him and our other coach, Coach Lacey, he knows how to get us going.
What do they do? Anything specific?
Good pregame speeches.
What do you think is an area of your game that you really improved on as this season went on in football?
I got in on offense and started making plays, and they made me to running back a couple games this year and did really good at that.
Is that something you'd like to keep improving in the off season once you get done with basketball too?
Yes, sir. I'd love to keep improving on football, route running, defense, run the ball.
Do you have any specific position that you like to play over the other?
Probably wide receiver, but I'm starting to really like running back playing it, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, we know that position's going to be open next year with Lachlan being a senior this year as well. And my last question for you, in light of Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up, what's your favorite holiday?
Christmas, easily.
All right, that's a good answer right there. That's sophomore football player and basketball player Jake Hughes as we go inside the Wildcats' den. With the football season done, that means we turn our attention towards wrestling and basketball season. For the basketball teams, they'll get prepped to battle in the highly competitive 7 AAA district. The girls' district is loaded with good teams, with the likes of the Wildcats, Upperman, White County, and Cumberland County. The boys will be the same way, with Stone Memorial being the top dogs at the beginning of the season after making it to state last season. And of course, a special good luck shout out to freshman Grayson Copeland as he races in the state meet tomorrow. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.